Okay, well, I call the administrative portion of our meeting to order. We have one item on the consent calendar. I move passage.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, motion is approved.
Okay, and on discussion, the first item is 811 day at the State Fair. And we'll call on Stacy.
Ryan from ND1 Call let me know that this year, July 28th, will be the 811 day at the State Fair. We have participated in that the last two or three years. So just wanted to inform you of that and make sure that you guys are still on board with us participating in that. They waive our booth fee, so we don't have to pay to be there like the companies do. So the costs incurred are just mileage to Minot back, and then per diem for me and one other person would be the costs incurred.
And hotel?
No, it's just for one day. So we drive up and back same day. So it's just that mileage and per diem for one day, and I have adequate glow-in-the-dark cups yet, so we don't need to order anything before it. So just wanted to make sure that you guys were still okay with participating and let you know the date for it this year.
I'm sure fine with it. Do you have – who went up with you last year?
Craig Riemann has gone with me the last 2 years, which seems a good fit with pipeline stuff, and he knows a lot of the people that stop by. So I haven't asked him if he's available this year, but he's helped me out the last couple of years.
Okay.
I think it's good. I'm glad you do it, and it seems like a nice balance, nice way for us to participate and be out there. And it seems like it's been a successful day, and it's good to interact with that group and the other folks participating. So I like it.
I do too.
Thank you.
Anything else you needed on that?
Nope, that's all I needed.
Okay.
Doesn't sound quite as well good to say crushes before you dig.
No, we'll have to work on that.
Okay. On that note, we'll move into the second discussion matter, the Railroad Roundtable discussion.
Good morning, Commissioners. So first item on there is we're looking to schedule the have there for your first tentative agenda, but working with Commissioner Fedorchuk on scheduling the annual Railroad Roundtable discussion with BNSF, CP, and the Short Line Railroads, along with the stakeholders. So I provided a tentative agenda yesterday to you both. I don't know if there's any comments on that or not.
I would. In the past, we've broken it down kind of like a half day or the morning and the afternoon. And so I think we should, you and I can talk a little bit about the two components, or the service and then the safety, and see if we want to combine it all together or have a more natural break. You know, maybe we don't need a natural break. Maybe the people, except for the elevators, they're not, that group is not real concerned about the safety stuff.
Right.
But some of the others, and there's some other stakeholders that are concerned about safety and not service, like the emergency managers and the cities and counties. Those folks tend to be more engaged in the safety discussions. So we can visit about that and come back even with another revised agenda based on this. But this is a good start.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. And I know in 2015 the commission set up a full day.
Yes.
For it, and then what you were alluding to, half of was the service side of it, half of it was the safety day. In the 2016, it was just a two-hour meeting that was set up. So I was trying to find out your intentions on what you're looking for as far as are we wanting a full day, or if the commission can accommodate a full day or not on their schedule.
I don't think we need a full day. So we might just keep it at the 2 hours and have sort of 1 hour on service and one on safety, or maybe that all melded together. I can't really remember how it actually worked last time.
We did break it up.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can hammer that out, I think.
Before you completely sell on that, the one other thing that I don't see on here, and I can't remember now if this was a bill downstairs or if this was I got this somewhere else, but isn't there kind of a movement among some utility companies and such that have a feeling that the railroads are gouging them in an unreasonable way for easements when they have to cross, and both being slow to respond as well as exorbitant in the costs that they assess them for figuring out those easement issues? And so I don't know if that's something that we should be discussing at this or not.
But I don't remember where I heard it. I can't remember where that came up.
I don't recall either, but you're the portfolio holder. I just leave that up to you, but
okay.
Throw it out as a potential discussion point if we have time, how they come up with these things, these numbers.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, we can visit on that. And I was thinking for the meeting, possibly more of a four-hour session. I spoke with Daryl, and we discussed that before as far as it seemed maybe the last meeting was a little more crunched for time.
Mm. One of these I remember having more time than we didn't use at all, but maybe that wasn't.
It was the first meeting we had when we went the whole day. But the second meeting, we did kind of have a little crunch time on that. And particularly when, because we were going to have CP and Burlington Northern both were running out of time, and we kind of pushed them along to finish up. They had the PowerPoint presentation.
Last year? Boy, I don't recall that at all. Okay. Well, I think 4 hours is probably too long, but we could do maybe like 10 to noon for the service and then start at 1, and whenever we're done for the safety. That's just kind of what initially comes to mind. But, or you could have, if we want to keep it all together, we could do in the afternoon like a 3-hour block with a break in between so folks can go check their email or, you know, whatever, have a short break in between the two topics.
Do you have a time frame in mind for this, or is it?
Yeah, and if you want to just go right into scheduling, that's on the scheduling piece.
Right.
as far as putting it together, I will just defer to you as portfolio holder and Conrad to put something together. And
sounds good.
Okay.
We'll do that.
We'll work on that. And then as far as moving to the scheduling section then, I reached out to Herb Jones with CP and Lydia Bajorge with BNSF, who has taken over for Brian Sweeney. And both of them are open the week of March 20th, is what we were discussing originally, Commissioner Fedorchuk, and to see if something might work that week for that time period with the commission.
And since then, my schedule has been tied up with a MISO annual meeting in New Orleans that originally I thought was going to be just like a day and a half, and now it's 3 days. So I do have Friday the 24th open, if that works for these folks. Or we could look at that next week as well.
Looking at the next following week?
Like Thursday the 30th might be a possibility, or I don't. Oh, yeah, we do have an informal on the 29th. You know, that next week might be, because it might be nice to include Brian in this.
Yeah, but that next week does not look very good for me.
No?
No.
Do we maybe want to...
The following week.
I was going to say maybe push it into April a little bit with in light of the new commissioner as
sure,
well.
Sure, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, but I wonder... I don't recall when Easter is and Good Friday.
It's later. Yeah, it's like the second week of April.
Okay, so that 3rd through the 6th would all work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it works for you and them.
3rd and the 4th look good, and the 5th, actually. Actually, or the 6th, any of those days would work, so maybe reach back to them and see if that first week of April would be a possibility.
Okay, I'll reach out to Herb and Lydia again and then see if we're looking at that. So first week of April, sometime that 3rd through the 6th is what we're looking at, from what I gather.
And then as soon as you have it, let's get it on the calendar. Let's not wait. So you can just confirm with both of us, Conrad, and then get with Daryl and have it blocked off. So
I'll any of those 4 days are fine with me.
Okay.
Yep. Then we won't have something creep into it.
But it should be done in the next couple of days before we forget that we said this. And yeah. I don't want to wait 3 weeks and then have put something in there. And
yeah.
Right, I'll work on this and see if I can get something maybe by the end of the week or beginning of next week.
And then I should have read my notes all the way through my previous thoughts before we got into the scheduling part, but kind of back into the discussion, but on this same item. Depending on how things proceed with the judge's decision that he said is going to be in about a week on Dakota Access, and, you know, by then is kind of the time frame when Dakota Access thinks they're going to be moving oil already. Maybe once those two big carriers are here with us, kind of up to them. I don't know how much they want to reveal, but if they are willing, I think it would be interesting to get what their projections are. What does this do to their world in North Dakota? If Dakota Access is going to be running, do they think they can compete, or do they just lose this much shipping? Or
yeah, they may or may not be willing, like you said, to share that. But I think that's good. Just their kind of a update on their current crude by rail tonnage and what they're projecting into the future.
But again, if they don't want to, then don't put it on.
Right.
I don't know if that would be confidential or what.
Right. Just if they have a willingness to want to share things or not.
And then Denver Tolliver we should have him do an update on what he knows about shipments, because he does all of our research, doesn't he, Randy? Mm-hmm. He collects all. So we'll get in touch with him. I don't think you've made that connection.
I have not
to Denver,
made that connection.
So he's a good one. Okay. We'll connect you guys. All right. Very good. Thank you, Conrad.
Thank
good
you,
work.
Except we don't have an update on all he knows, because with him, it would take months.
We need 4 hours.
He knows a lot.
All right. Last
wealth
one.
Of info. Okay. And then a work session on the rulemaking and the wind decommissioning. That we had the work session a couple days ago, and now how was that? Now I've forgotten already how long the comments go, I think, until the 9th of March, right?
Okay.
And so I was thinking we could just as well set something up and have another work session and look at that if you're available on, like, the 13th or 14th. It worked for me.
Let's see here. 13th looks, both those days look good. 13th and 14th. So, whichever you prefer.
Let's go the afternoon of the 13th and at 1:30.
Sure. Perfect.
Anything else need scheduling? Okay. Thanks, everybody. We are adjourned.